Hello. Hi, this is
Hello.
Oscar. Hello. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. It's about, female registered voters. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? Hello?
Female?
Female, thank you. Let's continue in that case. So we know we are speaking with people of different age groups. What is the year of your birth? Only the year I need. Hello? What is the year of your birth, please?
I would prefer not to give out the year of my birth.
Let me see if we can work with
I can tell
that
you my
information.
age.
However, we have the as 1988. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
No.
But let me see if we can work with that, bypass that and get something else going. All right. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
You're registered to vote. Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, you are not. Thank you. And what is your race, please?
Native American
What?
white.
Native American white. Okay, so should I enter you as white, or let me see, or American Indian?
I'm registered Native American, but I'm half white.
Correct. What we have right now is white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, or Latino.
Put Native
Well, I can't.
American.
Native American, very well. Thank you. Let's move on. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future. Do you feel negative or
Negative.
positive about it? Negative, okay. How about the future of the planet?
Negative.
And the future of the country?
Negative.
Negative. Okay, let's move on. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. You can use any number in between.
Zero.
How much power? Zero? Okay. Very well, let's move on. Of the following issues, which three are the most important to you? Could it be the economy and the cost of living, mental health, healthcare, abortion access, immigration, racism and discrimination, national security, climate change, crime, gun violence, student loans, or education? Which three are the most important to you?
Cost of living in the economy, and then
Okay.
what was the second one?
Mental health.
Mental health, and then gun violence.
Gun violence. Let me see. All right. That's three. Okay. Let's move on. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Would it be improving or maintaining mental health, hobbies and free time activities, work and life balance, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, caring for seniors, family members, or economic security and financial independence? Which three are the most important to you in this chapter of your life?
Economy.
Okay, economic security and financial independence, all right.
Yeah, and
Improving or maintaining mental health, hobbies and free time activities, work and life balance, advancing your career, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, relationships, your education, or caring for senior family members.
advancing my career and mental health.
improving and maintaining mental health. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you. Okay. That's the third one. Let's move on. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose of the three. And the traits mentioned here are being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being a woman, your spiritual religious belief, your personality, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, being American, being young, your profession, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, or friend. So which three traits are most important to your identity? I will repeat them slowly, and you can choose the ones that are most important to you. You can choose three. Being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being a woman, your spiritual or religious belief, your personality, your hobbies or interests, sexual orientation, being American, being young, your profession, your role in relationships.
My profession, my personality, and my role in my relationship.
And Miss, your role in relationship. Very well, that makes three. Thank you so much, ma'am. When you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Do you feel disappointed or sad, happiness, hope, anger and frustration, pride, dread, exhaustion? That's when you think about the American political system. Which emotion do you feel the most often?
They need to get their act together.
So how do you feel about when you think about the political system? Disappointed or sad? Happy?
Disappointed,
hope?
Sad.
Okay. And you can choose another one. Happy, hope, anger and frustration, pride, dread, or exhaustion?
Frustration.
Frustration, anger, or frustration. Very well, let's move on. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B.
They do not.
That's a statement A. Now you can choose, I would read the other two. But statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions to the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one do you come closest to your opinion, A, B, or C?
C.
B? Okay.
C.
B. Thank you so much. What factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Do you think the government and political system is not working because not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard? Or power-hungry politicians are seeking control? Division and gridlock between political parties? Corporate money has too much influence? Systemic racism? The two-party system, politicians that are out of touch with the daily life of most people, too many old white men in power, or none of the above? So which factors?
Too many old white men in power.
Okay.
They don't understand the way we live our lives as normal human
politicians
beings.
Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Okay.
Yeah. And it was like one of the first or second ones you said.
Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
The next one.
Divisions and gridlock between political parties. Corporate money has too much influence. Systemic racism.
The corporations.
Corporate money. Okay, very well. Has too much influence. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on fast. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do the decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all. The first one is mentioned here is the Supreme Court. How much do you think that the Supreme Court decisions affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot. I have PCOS and endometriosis.
All right. A lot. Very well. And how much ballot initiatives affect your life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot. How about community organizations?
I'm sorry?
Community organizations like non-profits and grassroots coalitions, how much that those organizations affect your life, their decisions, I mean? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I don't think I'm working with any non-profits right now.
So do you think they don't affect your life at all, a little, or somewhat?
I'm not sure. I've not really looked into it.
Correct. The question is how much you think decisions made by them somewhat? Okay. Sure. Thank you so much. You can choose any answer that you want. There's no wrong or right here. You can choose here. How much decision made by Congress affect your life?
A lot.
A lot. A lot. Okay, very well. How much decision made by your state government affect your life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? State government. A lot. How about city government?
A lot.
A lot. Okay, very well. Yes. I agree very well. How much a decision made by President Biden affect your life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? President Biden.
A lot.
A lot. Very well. Let's move on. You will now hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. And that would be like voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives. Okay, the first one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that motivate you, make you feel very motivated about enacting change? Somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated, that decision by the Supreme Court?
Motivated, because decisions don't mean a lot.
That decision by the Supreme Court to end affirmative action made you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
I want to go against them. They shouldn't do that.
Okay, so do you feel very motivated or somewhat motivated?
I want to change it.
Correct. That's the question. Very motivated. That's the question. How much does motivate you to enact change? Very well. The next one said the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivated. Okay. To enact change. Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Would that make you feel very motivated? Somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to enact change?
It made me really mad. So whichever one means that I wanted to make them change their mind.
So would that be very motivated or somewhat motivated?
The wording of the question confuses me because
it is like that, but I cannot change it because I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. So I will repeat it. For each of the following, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civil participation. It doesn't motivate you a lot to participate in like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. So
okay,
how much?
Very motivated.
Very motivated. Thank you, ma'am. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service.
Very motivated.
Very motivated. Very well. Thank you so much. Let's move on. Almost there. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Do you consider that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective?
It's not at all effective.
Not at all effective, okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization. Would that be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
Not effective.
Not very effective or not at all?
No, not very effective.
Very well. Boycotting a company. Do you consider that effective or not? To make changes that you want to see in the U.S., boycotting a company.
Middle.
Somewhat effective or not
somewhat
very
effective.
Effective? Somewhat effective.
I'm in a
okay.
union, so...
All right. I understand. I was in a union myself when I was still, you know, working. Okay, very well. I understand that, you know, where you're coming from. Very well. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media. How effective is that to make change on
internet? Not effective.
Not at all or not very effective?
Not very effective.
Not very effective. Signing a petition. How effective is that?
Not very effective.
Not very effective. Attending a protest. How effective is that?
Not very effective.
Not very effective, okay. And voting in elections. How effective is that to make change the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Voting in elections. Very
not
effective.
Very effective.
Not very effective. Okay, let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes that what you may not have voted in the previous election? You may choose up to three. The reasons for not voting are mentioned here are: voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. The candidates didn't represent your values. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You didn't know enough about the candidates. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You did not have the time to vote, none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles. So which three of the above mentioned have kept you from voting?
The last elections, I didn't have the time. I was working 80 hours a week plus.
Okay, you didn't have the time. And you may choose up two more.
I couldn't get to a voting location.
Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Would that be the one?
Yep. I don't drive.
Okay, I see. Okay, some of the other ones are voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. The candidate didn't represent your values. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't know how...
It didn't represent my values.
Okay, very well. That's it. Let's move on. After this, I will read this statement to you. After that, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. First statement says, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does that make you want to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system? A lot more. Very well. Next one says, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Does that make you want to engage a lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less in the political system in the United States?
A lot more.
That a lot more, very well. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Okay, very well. Very well. And last statement here says, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennials and Generation C Americans will make up half of the eligible voters in 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does that make you want to engage a lot more, little more, little less, or a lot less in the political system?
A lot more.
A lot more. Okay, let's move on and let's start wrapping things up. What are the media sources that you check most often for new content? You may choose two of them. News or informational articles online, podcasts, Instagram, local TV news station, national TV news station, Facebook, Twitter, international news outlet, YouTube, TikTok. Which one are the ones that you check the most for new content of the ones I've
news
mentioned?
News website. And TikTok.
News and information online, okay, and TikTok, you said. All right, let's move on. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topic do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Do you seek out the sports, science and technology, hobbies, tips or hacks, music, news or current events, health, beauty, self-care, humor and memes, government and politics, shows and business and movies, business and finance? Which two topics do you seek out the most?
I do mental health. That wasn't an option.
No. The ones that we had, there was about one about health, beauty, and self-care. That would be the one?
Specifically mental health, but we'll do that.
No, let me read them. I would choose this one because you need to choose that second one. Sports, science and technology, hobbies, tips and hacks, music, news and current events, health, beauty and self-care, which we already chose, humor and memes, government, politics, shows and movies, business and finances.
So my choice is business and politics and science and technology.
Science and technology and business and finance. Okay?
Is that No, the politics one.
Okay, let me see where is it. Government and politics. Okay, very well. Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, ma'am?
High school.
high school graduate, very well, diploma. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Lesbian or gay.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Technically, wait, yeah, living with a partner.
Unmarried, living with a partner, very well. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you so much. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I'm liberal.
So you don't lean to any of them, neither the Republican Party or Democratic?
I'm pretty sure it would be Democratic. I'm blue.
Okay, so you lean more towards the Democratic Party.
Okay.
How would you describe your employment status, ma'am? Full-time, part-time, laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Retired? Full-time. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? In 2020.
Who did I vote for?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else.
In 2020, I voted for Joe Biden because he was the less evil last year. I think.
Okay. yeah, my throat's a little tired. Sorry about that.
I like your response.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources? That's before taxes. And your best estimate is fine.
Last year, what did I make? I don't know. I don't remember.
Your best estimate is fine. Maybe there's no right or wrong here.
I think I made like 38,000.
So, okay, very well. Right here between 35 and 44. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.